Country Club FM.
Get out your red kettles.
Hear ye, hear ye.
12 o'clock midnight and all's well.
I like
actually,
it.
It's 8:35.
All's well.
Thursday morning. All's well because we're going to the going into the almanac today, Thursday, February 9th. And it sounds like when I'm gone, this is your favorite. You do the
Yeah, I've kind of used it a couple of times.
Bordering on religiously.
Yeah.
I see it's getting worn out. The handle's already worn a little bit. I'm going to have to bring in...
I'll invest in the new one.
It's got a real wood handle, so I'm going to have to get a wood... probably get a Dremel tool and maybe a router. Resurface that, baby. Get some sandpaper. Today's Thursday, February 9th, 40th day of the year. 325 days left to go. 1870. I should have mentioned this to Steve, because I don't think he's here tomorrow. Any chance he's here on Friday?
No.
I didn't even want to ask him.
But you're right.
It's a sore topic. Yeah. 1870, because the United States Weather Bureau was authorized by Congress, it would eventually become known as the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service.
It's a big day.
That's my Ray Christensen. The National Weather Service has issued a thunderstorm warning. 1870. That's my honoring of... You were gone when we talked about Ray Christensen.
Yeah,
and
he had
passed away the day that you didn't come in on Tuesday.
Yeah, but no, he was one of the greats.
He was. I mean, being a play-by-play guy, he's one of the guys I listen to, and I patterned myself after.
For sure. Me too.
Real professionals.
Yes.
Guys that didn't whine about calls or the officials. Now it seems, hate to get on my soapbox again, but now it seems everybody does that. They just, all they can do is just whine about the officials, how their team's getting screwed.
Yeah. We had Ray Christensen, Herb Carneal, and Al Shaver. You know, we grew up with some of the very best.
Don't forget about Ray Scott.
And Ray Scott.
Doing some Vikings.
Yeah.
1885, the first, and again, are you still planning that Hawaiian trip?
Yes.
You're still thinking about it?
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm, again, feeding you Hawaiian history. 1885, okay. The first Japanese arrived in Hawaii.
Oh.
1885, so now you know.
Okay.
1895, just a year or two after the thing was invented, the first college basketball game was played on this date, but it wasn't in Springfield, Massachusetts. It wasn't where the game was invented. The first college basketball game was played here in Minnesota.
That's right.
Minnesota State School of Agriculture defeated the Hamlin College Porkers.
It was a defensive struggle, if I remember correctly.
9-3.
9-3.
9-3. Of course, if the Timberwolves would have been playing, there would have been no defense.
Right.
Although they got some key stops last night.
They did.
Got some key stops last night. But it was the Hamlin Porkers. Did you know that?
I did not.
They were formerly known as the Porkers. Now, I would have assumed that the School of Agriculture would have been the Porkers. I don't know if they were the soybeans or what they were. The agronomists. 1895. Also, on that very same date, the sport of volleyball was invented.
Really?
On this date, volleyball was invented. It was also in Massachusetts at a YMCA not far from where Dr. James Naismith invented basketball a few years earlier.
Very interesting.
So his name was W.G. Morgan. He came up with volleyball because, again, he wanted an indoor activity, but he wanted something less vigorous than basketball for his older YMCA people.
Sure.
So he wanted old, but still at the same time be pretty good physical activity. So
sure.
He came up with volleyball.
Good.
But his original name, I'm sure glad they changed the name. His original name for volleyball was Mintonette. Mintonette. Mintonette.
Doesn't work
Mintonette.
For me.
No, it doesn't. So we went with volleyball.
Yeah, it was better.
1895. 1932, America entered the two-man bobsled for the first time in the Olympic Winter Games. Held at Lake Placid, New York. Herschel Walker was not part of the team, or Willie Gault.
Was this a precursor to the four-man team, I wonder, or they already have four-man?
I don't think they had four-man yet. I'm sure they started smaller than bigger.
I would think so.
Because the bobsleds have to be pretty big for the four-man. So they went with the two-man. We've never had a lot of success in bobsled.
No.
I looked it up. Seven gold medals since 1932, which is actually more than I thought we'd have. When I looked it up, I go, what do we have? Maybe one or two? But we actually have seven gold medals in bobsled in 1932. You think we'd be pretty good at it? You think we'd be able to make a sled?
Do we know where the 32 Olympics were?
Was that that was in Lake Placid?
Oh, it was.
That was the Lake Placid 32 Olympics. 1943, World War II, Battle of Guadalcanal ended. Oh, yeah. It was a victory for the U.S. The Japanese forced to evacuate in 43 and 50. Senator Joseph McCarthy, the senator from Wisconsin, claimed the State Department was filled with communists.
Yes.
Everyone's a communist. 1950.
Commie.
Yeah.
Non-commie.
Joseph McCarthy was seen
just going
red.
Around the room.
Yeah. Wasn't it, that's like, was it Christian Leitner went around the Timberwolves locker room? Loser.
Right.
I think I remember that back in the Christian Leitner days. And people didn't like him.
Yeah, go figure.
1964, more than 73 million people tuned in for this.
Oh, yes.
Today and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now, and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! Let's...
There they are, the Beatles.
I know we watched this. I was not quite 6 years old, but I know we watched this.
73 million, that's 40% of the population at that time.
It's huge.
Not 40% of people with TVs. 40% of the population.
Yeah.
Okay.
And most people had one TV at this time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like today where you have a TV in every room.
Yeah.
And we had one TV. We all gathered around for the Beatles.
Yes. And I gave you the full introduction there, too. That's Almanac Extra. A lot of people just give you the Beatles, but I wanted to give you a little extra.
A little Ed Sullivan
here
extra.
Today, Ed Sullivan, 64. Bill Haley of Bill Haley and his Comets. He died on this date, 81. He was only 55.
Drank himself basically to death.
Rock Around the Clock, See You Later, Alligator.
Right.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll here.
He was kind of a Sean Kemp of the
He got around, it sounds like.
The thing I read on it said he fathered at least 10 children.
That we know of.
Yeah. When it's at least, it's not just he fathered 10, when it's at least.
From where there, how many different women?
Three different wives. I think he had three, then two, then five with his, or something like that.
Sean Kemp,
he was married for a long time to his last wife until he died.
Sean Kemp did the unthinkable. He had like 18 kids from 23 wives.
Yeah.
They're more wives than kids. We couldn't figure it out.
They weren't all wives. They just girls.
No, girls. Yeah, not wives. No way. That Justice of the Peace would have been busy.
No doubt.
So Bill Haley, 81, died. He was 55. I mean, Rock Around the Clock, pretty much seen as the song that started the rock and roll era.
Yeah, he was the guy. And his Comets.
Not yours, not mine, his Comets, because it's Bill Haley after all.
Yes.
1992, the LA Lakers, their guard Magic Johnson. Remember, he came out of retirement. He had to retire because of HIV, and then he came out of retirement to play in the NBA All-Star Game. Everybody, people worried that they'd be infected.
Oh, yeah,
none of that none of that happened.
Nope.
And he ended up winning the MVP award.
Yeah, played he had quite a pile of points.
And they didn't give him the MVP award just
to
give
like
it to him.
No, he had like 45 points.
He played
ridiculous.
Like an MVP.
Yeah.
That was 92, 94. Nelson Mandela, the first black president of South Africa, 94. 1997, The Simpsons surpassed The Flintstones as the longest-running prime-time animated series.
Poochie's dead!
Krusty the Clown, everybody.
Well, kids, we all know that sometimes when cartoon characters die, they're back again the very next week. That's why I'm presenting this sworn affidavit that Poochie will never, ever, ever return! This document conforms to all applicable laws and statutes.
That was the episode from the 97 season where they brought in Poochie and Homer was doing the voice for Itchy and Scratchy because of sinking ratings. They're making fun, basically, of TV producers and how they bring in new characters to boost ratings when it doesn't make any sense for the show.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, don't you call it like Jumping the Shark?
Jumping the Shark is exactly what they call it, or it's called all of a sudden a family that's happy and they've got teenagers all of a sudden just have a kid again.
Right.
All of a sudden they have a baby and that's how they try to relinquish... Try to bring back good ratings.
Right.
So that was 97. 1999, Reverend Jerry Falwell suggested that Tinky Winky One of the Teletubbies. Mm-hmm. He suggested that Tinky Winky was gay. Was it ever proven?
Not to my knowledge.
Was he ever caught in the act?
I don't. Again,
we don't know.
I don't think so.
And was it proven wrong or right? I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I don't know. Did Jerry Falwell have a trained eye for such things?
I wasn't into Jerry Falwell. Wasn't a big watch Teletubby, so I wasn't really familiar.
No,
but I remember when it came out.
It was a big deal.
Pretty crazy. And then the next year, I went as a Teletubby for Halloween. Mm. But it wasn't Tinky Winky, just to let you know.
Okay, that's good. Yep.
It was the manly one. 2009, baseball star Alex Rodriguez admitted to using... No. He admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs. Between 2001 and 2003, he was a...
Cheater.
2009.
And I think they suspended him for 100 games.
Yes, he had to sit out. Yep. Let's move on to birthdays here today. Newsman Roger Mudd is still around. He's 89. Wow.
Good afternoon. The State Department has just announced that for a number of years, the Soviets, presumably the KGB, have been using chemicals to track contacts between Soviet citizens and Americans, and that one of the chemicals, called NPPD, nitrophenylpentadiene, may cause genetic changes and may be carcinogenic.
Oh, wow. I think that's also found in the old versions of Kool-Aid.
It may be. Yeah.
All right, Roger Mudd is 89 today. Let's get you some music.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shoo-bop, shoo-bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip?
Did you put the dip in the dip, 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 dip?
I did, actually. It's not easy. I would not suggest trying it at home.
You can put the shoe in the boogity boogity shoe. That's Barry Mann, singer-songwriter. That was his really big solo hit. But he wrote songs like Here You Come Again, Dolly Parton.
Wow.
Sometimes When We Touch, Dan Hill.
Nice.
You've Lost That Loving Feeling, Righteous Brothers, which was the most played song of the 20th century.
Nice. That probably worked out okay for him.
Barry Mann is 78. Speaking of songwriters, also.
Hey, I feel the earth move. Whoa. Under my feet.
One of the very, very best.
She wrote 118 pop hits. Not all number ones, but the hits on the charts. And could sing as well. Carole King.
Play the piano a little bit.
So a pair of songwriting Hall of Famers.
Sure.
Barry Mann and Carole King.
How old's Carole?
75 today for Carole King. He's a little guy. But he's tough. He's Joe Pesci.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
There he is from Goodfellas. Yeah.
Okay.
Casino.
Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah. My cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of good things.
Funny guy as well as could be a bit nasty.
Yeah. Joe Pesci. He did not, he met his demise. It wasn't a pretty demise in Casino.
No.
Where they beat him up and threw him in the hole.
Yeah.
He is 74 today for Joe Pesci. And of course, he talked about some Utes in My Cousin Vinny. I had that audio here. I didn't want to go double Joe Pesci. Utes. 74 for Pesci, also 74 today.
Baby, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
Singer by the name of Barbara Lewis.
Yours until the stars fall from the sky.
And a big hit called Hello Stranger as well that you would recognize. This is Baby I'm Yours.
Yep.
Happy birthday, she's 74. The Color Purple. That became a movie,
as
you know.
Yes.
And it was a book before it was a movie. And the person who wrote that, Alice Walker, 73 today.
Okay.
Mia Farrow is 72. She was famously with Frank Sinatra there.
Right.
And, of course, Woody Allen. And then Sunyi Previn, Farrell's adopted daughter, then married Allen, and it got really weird.
That did get weird.
Really got weird. She was in a lot of great movies, too. Hannah and her sisters, among other things. Really kind of got her start on Peyton Place.
Yeah.
In the 60s.
Yes.
Right?
Rosemary's Baby, too, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Mia Farrow, 72 today. Judith Light from Who's the Boss?
Do you have any references?
No.
Do you have any experience?
None.
How many jobs have you had as a housekeeper?
One, if I get this.
Oh, her and Tony were such a great couple. She played Angela Bauer on Who's the Both? Boss. Both. Judith Light.
Did you like that show?
Yeah, we watched
it.
I liked it. What was her name? The one who played the mother, Catherine Helmand.
Yes.
From Soap as well. Yeah. She was entertaining and funny.
Yes, she was.
And of course, I was in...
Dirty old lady.
I was in my teenage years. Yes. And of course, Alyssa Milano was on there. Uh-huh. So... You had to have a crush on Alyssa Milano.
I think it would have been rude had you not.
Judith Light is the big 6'8 today. He was Monroe from Too Close for Comfort.
Won't you please come in?
Oh, no, I'll just get in the way.
You're in the way now. I want to close the door, but I don't want to close it in your face.
Oh, I don't mind. Everyone shuts the door in my face. It's a joke.
Including Mr. Rush, played by Ted Knight.
Ted Knight.
Which was, I always watched that show. He had two cute daughters, and he was Ted Knight.
Yes.
And it was Ted Knight doing a show where he was a cartoonist. He did Cosmic Cow, Too Close for Comfort, Jim J. Bullock. Did you love the Monroe character, did you not? Monroe Ficus?
No. I wasn't a big fan.
He is 62 today. John Kruk, former baseball star, played for the Phillies. Yep. He works on ESPN now. Famous for the time in the All-Star game when Randy Johnson almost took his head off.
Buzzed the tower.
Just a bit inside.
It's hilarious.
John Kruk is...
Didn't he go around and then wanted to bat on the right side or something?
Yeah.
He was a funny guy.
He had fun with it. He was. He was entertaining, and he wasn't in the greatest of shape, so you can make fun of him a little bit.
But he was a good player.
Yeah, he was a very good player. So a happy birthday to him today. We have Travis Tritt.
I'm a member of the country club.
There's his debut.
Yeah, he had some success right out of the gate, did he not?
Yes.
Country Club, Travis Tritt.
He was
54.
Kind of that class of 89, right?
He was.
Late 89.
Right on the money.
Country Club, yep.
Right on the money. He's 54 today.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye.
That's Loki singing Hank Williams.
All I do is say.
Tom Hiddleston, who's from Britain, they hired him to do Hank Williams, and I saw the light. I saw it for the first time a couple of weeks ago. It's not bad. It's
really?
A decent story. Didn't get great reviews, but he's doing his own singing. That's here. Not bad. Hank the Third didn't like it, but Tom Hiddleston. Loki in the Avengers and the Thor movies.
Yes.
You know him from
Thor's
that.
Thor's brother,
he's,
yeah.
He's a good actor.
Oh, he's great.
He's 36 today. And she was on a couple of the big shows here in the last few years. Downton, or as they put here, Downtown Abbey. It's Downton Abbey, I do believe. Although I haven't watched PBS since they canceled Mr. Rogers, so I guess I don't know.
Okay.
And she was on Game of Thrones as well. Rose Leslie she's reached 30 now. She's 3-0.
Okay. How about just a couple gone but not forgottens here? We have our former president, Bill Hank Harrison.
Wear a coat.
Yeah, wear a coat. William Henry, or Bill Hank to his buddies.
Let's get a sweater, a shawl, something for the man.
Yeah, he died in office, a 32-day term in office, the shortest ever. He really, he went without a heavy coat. It was cold.
You want to show he's tough. Inauguration. It was the inauguration.
When they swore him in, yeah. Went without a coat, caught a cold, turned into pneumonia. Ring him up. 32 days later, he's dead. 1773. They didn't have the same medicines available for William Hank.
No. They gave him some leeches. They threw some leeches on him. And a good bleeding.
Yeah.
Took him to the barber.
That did not get the job done for him.
No.
Actor Ronald Colman was born in the state 1891. In some early movies, including Beau Jest, A Double Life and A Tale of Two Cities. You may remember that veteran actor. Singer and actress Carmen Miranda. I don't understand the fruit basket on her head.
No. She has a farmer's market on her head, pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't have to go shopping.
No, just, Dave, when you're hungry.
Hey, honey, pick up some bananas. I got them on my head.
Yeah.
It's you're always ready.
Yeah, always ready. Turn her hat into a fruit salad.
Monkeys are always chasing her around, though.
I wonder why that was. Singer and actress Carmen Miranda.
Always had a fruit fly issue.
Born on this day, 1909, same year. Dean Rusk, former Secretary of State, he served under Presidents Kennedy and then Johnson.
Yep.
Secretary of State Dean Rusk, born on this day, 1909. You know, Vern Gosden did a great ode to E.T. It's Country Music Hall of Famer Ernest Tubb.
Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you.
Might have been the original troubadour.
Yeah.
Like a storybook ending.
A waltz across Texas. I'm lost. He's I can't waltz, but that song makes me want to waltz.
Yeah, exactly. Country Music Hall of Famer Ernest Tubb was born on this day, 1914. Same day, same year. Baseball Hall of Famer Bill Veeck.
He was a visionary.
He was a visionary. Born on this day, 1914. Remember in the 50s when he sent the midget up to the plate?
Yeah, what was his number on his jersey? Like 7/8 or something?
Yeah. It was...
You couldn't do that today. There would be protests.
No, he sent a midget up to the plate.
Midget lives matters. We just used the word midget. I don't even think we can use that anymore.
Small person.
Midget lives matter.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to be politically incorrect. Yeah. But, he did. He did some... And now his... Mike Veeck, still...
With the Saints.
With the Saints, mm-hmm. was his son, correct? Or grand...
His son. That's his son.
It's his son. So, Bill Veeck. Longtime owner of the White Sox, born on this day, 1914. Catherine Grayson, may remember her, born on this day, 1922. She appeared in Kiss Me, Kate and Showboat, an actress by the name of Catherine Grayson, 1922. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Any fact-checking needed? Did you do anything? I didn't hear you typing over there.
I didn't really do anything.
You should bring in your little voice thing that you've got. What's her name?
Alexa.
Alexa, you've got your Alexa thing now, your Amazon connection.
Right.
You could have that right next to you.
I could.
And
just Alexa, fact checker.
But then it would trigger other people's Alexas.
You're right.
So.
Yeah.
And then I'll just drive away in my Lexus.
Yeah, I was watching Knott's Landing or something, and it triggered my Alexa.
Go to team.